Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Alan C. is our guest, our good friend, a long time Brain Trust member, principal and chief marketing officer at CMO Temps. That's the website, right, Alan? CMOTemps.com?
CMOTemps.biz.
.biz. .biz. So check that out, folks. Tell us what you do for your folks, for your customers.
So oftentimes, many small businesses, they would like access to an experienced chief marketing officer, but they're not necessarily ready to hire one full-time. And so I provide fractional or interim CMO leadership to a portfolio of companies in order to help them launch if they're a startup, or to turn around their lead generation mechanisms. Oftentimes people will want to use me in order to bring together this intersection between social media marketing and content-based marketing.
So when I started my consulting business in 89, I told, my tagline was, I'm an executive vice president you can rent. So you're a chief marketing officer you can rent.
Rentable, absolutely. That sums it up really well.
Yeah, they don't have to take out a mortgage to get you. They can get you in a way that works for them. So that's very smart. And folks, as you can tell, he knows what he's talking about. So I encourage you to go to his website, cmotemps.biz. We're talking about family-owned businesses and the challenges that they have. And, you know, you want to look – sometimes if you're family-owned – well, of course, if you're just a business owner, you're, anyway, you look in the mirror and you say, are you out of your mind? I know what you were thinking, but yeah. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking? And But it is a natural – being family-owned is a natural thing, isn't it? I mean, it's sort of – it just sort of evolves. I mean, I don't know how many businesses that I know personally where the founder started the business with no intention of anybody in the family getting involved. But over the years, it just evolved where they just started showing up and pitching in. It's a natural thing. And I don't think it's unnatural at all. What do you think?
It is the world's most common business model for a reason. Since the dawn of time, families have been working together in order to, you know, scratch out a living and
right.
to survive. And so it's a very natural thing. But it's, in today's world, it's no less, can be a very difficult thing.
Well, the decision-making, how to spend money is one of the big ones, isn't it? How to invest. And this is something that I think might move into the area of marketing as well. What do you think? Have you seen this in as you help companies with their marketing strategies? Have you seen the family dynamic get in the way?
Absolutely. And really it comes down to a question of, you know, how do you make sure that the interests remain aligned, that everybody's thinking on the same page? And earlier, you know, we talked about the Abilene paradox, where you get into this groupthink and people aren't speaking from a point of honesty. They're masking how they really feel because they're not wanting to hurt other family members, their feelings. And so how do you maintain that honesty? How do you build trust so that you can actually say what's on your mind? And in order to get through that, I like to look at trust or honesty just like I would a mathematical formula. And for me, this formula works whether it's a family business or you're working for a corporation, or it even matters for brands. And
right.
that is rapport times credibility. Think of that as the top number, divided by risk is going to equal trust. And so just looking at it from a mathematical perspective, you, of course, want to build rapport. You want to build credibility. You want to do everything you can to reduce trust. And in that perspective, you're building this feeling of trust or honesty. And mm-hmm. this is where it's important for family members to think in those terms so that they can be honest with their feelings, to express those doubts. Let's face it, for all businesses, particularly small businesses, cash flow and the financial aspect, which is a result of your sales and marketing, results, is important.
Cash is king, no question about it. You know, I was just thinking, though, as you were talking, if there is one person who's stronger, more dynamic and has a stronger will than others, the subordinating members of the family could say, you know what, Pop, you're probably onto something, but just in case it's not quite what we should do, let's do exactly what you want to do, but let's do it in little bitty bite sizes. Let's test this. What do you think? Wouldn't that be a good way to tell Pop to back off a little bit and say, hey, Pop, why don't we test this and make sure? That way, if we didn't need to make adjustments, it won't cost us so much. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Think of it in the same way as a big company. You've got a CEO with a very strong personality. This is where pilot programs are brought into. It's like, great idea, but let's pilot it first.
There you go. CMOtemps.biz is Alice's website. Alice, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks very much.
We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.